SSVRMT, like, that's one. And, it's been a minute. I haven't posted in a while, or maybe one of these in a while. But, yeah. So, faith. Why do you have so much of it? Why do you have so little of it? Just for a second, think about it. Who do you put most of the majority of your faith in or trust into, whether it's God, grandma, sadly, or anyone really? What helped you make that decision to put that much faith or that much trust into that being, that person, that thing, object, whatever it may be? And before I even begin, like I just said, I'm not an atheist, nothing like that, nothing crazy. I'm a Christian, regular dude. Just, asking why. It doesn't hurt to ask why every once in a while. Curiosity, if managed and developed in a well-mannered situation or circumstance, can be used for very productive reasoning and thoughts. But just why? What makes you build up that faith or that trust within that thing, person, or whatever it is you put your most faith into? See, there's over 4,200 religions, over 2,700 years old, the Bible is. The Quran is over 1,400 years old. And these are some of the biggest texts I could think of when thinking about religion and why I have so much faith in the religion I'm in right now, which is Christianity. And the reason that is experience. Since I came out the womb of an experience in Christianity and going to church, my grandma, granddads, all of them just going to church, listening to the different views and perspectives of the religion as it is as a whole. And now since I'm old enough to perform my own analysis or observation of the Christianity as a whole, it just led me to think, why? Over all 4,200 of these religions, why this one? Why did I choose this one? And I came to the conclusion the Bible tells stories of God, testimonies from people who supposedly experienced it. Not believing in God. I know there's some higher up, some higher being, and all these other things. I know he had to have some offspring of some sort, so I know he believes in Jesus. So I have faith in this religion. But the Bible's interesting, man. It's stories. That's the word. They're stories. Not true testimonies. You don't know if they're true or not. They're stories. They're folk tales. I'm not saying all the Bibles in the story are fake, but some of them you could take with a pinch of salt. And just ask, really? Or why? But I think more realistically, and why I look past that, is with those stories, like the morals behind those stories. Like David vs. Goliath, never doubt yourself, always have confidence, no matter what the outcome or circumstances look like. No matter if it's all odds stacked against you, have the confidence to be yourself and do whatever it is you think that people think that you can't do. Go ahead and prove them wrong and show them that you can do it. That's what I get from stories like those. And one of the biggest and most known Noah's Ark is like probably it's the craziest story that I feel was twisted and turned a little bit, but it's because from a scientific perspective, it's very improbable that Noah somehow got every animal on Earth to come to the ship and stay inside the ship and survive that long throughout that period where God flooded the earth. And now, I think what that story is, see, while the facts itself may misconfigure and a little tampered with, I think that story tells you have faith. That's probably the main thing. No matter what's going on, have faith in whatever it is you think is going on, or whoever you think is about to do whatever it is that they're about to do. Put trust in people, or in this case, God. It's just the morals and the stories that come with the Bible. My only question with the Bible is, it's been around for over 2,700 years. Who's to say what's been tampered with, manufactured with, and altered within those words. Because look at it like this. Everybody who, well, I would say everybody, majority of people who are watching this, they play some form of telephone where you whisper something into somebody's ear and they whisper it to the next person and the next person. And then every time you play that game, that message is different from where it started off. Every time. It's never really a circumstance where the person at the back of the classroom towards the person all the way in the front of the classroom, once they get to all 30 of those students, the message is messed up. Even if it's by a little bit, it's still messed up. It's not the same as it was before. And that's just over 30 people. The Bible's been around for 2,700 years. Been passed on by millions and millions looked at, made copies of. It's been looked down over by millions. So who's to say that the Bible's misconfigured and some of the stories in there are made up and are some made that also look different than the way they started? That's all. Like, yeah, that's the thing with faith. Like, we never seen God, never seen Jesus. Never had no talking snake. Ain't no snake ever talked to me and tried to lead me down the wrong path. And I guess that's where faith comes in. You believe in something even though everything says not to, or the facts don't add up, or everything doesn't add up. I guess that's where faith comes in. Even though there's no factual proof or evidence that God was around, or there's very little of it, I should say, I'm still putting my faith into something. Because we all got here. And that's the other thing about science, too, that I don't agree with. There's no way the Earth evolved from a bang. I'm sorry. And people are like, it's scientifically proven. Bro, nothing you can show me or tell me is going to make me believe that the Earth was made off of one big boom. All the animals were created from one big boom and evolved from these itty-bitty microscopic bugs into these huge elephants, giraffes. Even if you believe in dinosaurs, they're dinosaurs. There's no way they all evolved from this one little bug. Somebody created and somebody helped make. That's why this theory of the evolution with the monkeys and stuff, like, you just can't see it, man. I can't. But yeah, and then the government too. The government has their hands on everything and everything. I said everything twice. The government has their hands and their influence into everything in society, whether it's Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube. The government places and does things and interferes with certain things and gets certain things done to help push their agenda. So one of the biggest religions ever in this world, I mean, one of the biggest religions right now in our time is Christianity. Who's to say they don't tamper with it? And that's why I don't believe the Bible, like, holy, like, heart of heart. Still believe in God, still have faith in the Lord above, but when I read the Bible, or study the Word, as some would say, I take everything with a pinch of salt. I don't look for the complete and actual facts of the Bible. I just take what I see, I mean what I'm reading, and look for the story behind it and what it's there to teach me. I don't look at the factuals and all that other stuff, because that's where it gets configured, misconstrued, and messed up. Now when you take the story and what it's there to teach you and to help you carry on with the rest of your life with, or just teach you for that day, whatever the case may be, it's a message. And that message is there to help you with whatever it is you have going on or at the time. And while we're on the topic of faith, people, when you think of faith and who you entrust your faith Or you could, yeah, you can use faith and trust go hand in hand. So, whoever you put your trust into, or your faith into, who are those people that come to mind? Think about it for a second. Mom, dad, Uncle George, Aunt Sally, friends, family, your lover. See, and the question is why? What led you to the build-up of that faith? When I look back and think on the people I trust and who I trust today, only two things really come to mind which helped me build up that trust and faith within those people. Experience and opportunity. See, faith and trust, and you could say loyalty too, all go hand in hand. They all require you to give the opportunity to somebody to enlist those or show you those characteristics within themselves. Like my granny told me the other day, smart woman. She said, when you first meet somebody, let them talk for either, she said two, she just said, no, not two, she just said 10 minutes or 20 minutes, one of the two. She said, let them talk for 10 or 20 minutes. Don't judge them first off how they look and what they, and the way they dress or the way they appear to you. Let them talk for a little bit. And that's how you just form your analysis upon that person. Because the way they address you, the way they talk about certain things within society, and that to help you form your point of views of that person. And now that's not saying you should, if they talk for those 20 minutes and you don't like what you hear, cast them out. No. And that's where the conversation begins. But opportunity. You gotta give someone an opportunity to learn to show you that they're trustworthy, or they're faithful, or they're loyal. Can't cast everybody out. I learned that you can't just cast everybody. You gotta give people opportunity. And that's one of the main parts of faith. You gotta give people the opportunity to show you that they can be trusted, they can be responsible, and faithful. And the second part that goes within faith is experience. What do I mean by experience? You and this person, or whatever it is you're believing or lending your trade for trust into, you've experienced enough of that person, or been around that person or that thing enough to where you've seen the good, bad, ugly, beautiful sides of them. And so now you can form that judgment, because you've been enough, you've experienced enough of that person or that thing, or you've been within that. That's like how I said with religion, like, I've been around it since I came out the womb, so I know the good, the upside, the bad, the everything about it, majority of it. So I can form my analysis on whether or not I should believe in this, and I think I should. But it comes with experience too. You can't be with one person for one day and be like, okay, this person's gonna be the next person I spend my whole entire life with. It's not how that works. It's not. It takes time. Even relationships, people who really just jump to the gun and get married, and like after meeting somebody for like the first few weeks, those situations rarely work out. They rarely work out. It takes time, experience to build up the relationship, that faithfulness, that trust, and that loyalty. Simple as that. Yeah, it's good to put your faith within someone or something. It helps lead to trust and loyalty and all the other great characteristics that help build up people. And that's why when a lot of people think about who they have a lot of faith in or put their faith into, it's mainly friends, family, lovers. But the one person people really don't, people need to make sure that they always know this person is going to have their back no matter what the case is, it's themselves. As long as you know that you gotta always take a pinch of salt when you first meet somebody and put your trust into somebody. It's always not good to get your hopes up, because it can let you down. It's just gonna be a lot of times people let you down and show you the ugly side of themselves. But there's always gonna be one person in your corner, and that's yourself. I don't think people understand. I know some people don't like themselves. They think themselves are ugly. Not even like facially, like on the inside, I think they're ugly or whatever. But no matter how ugly you are, or you think you are, how much of a lack of appreciation you show yourself, or how much self love you don't have for yourself, you're gonna do what's best for you, no matter what the circumstance is. You want what's best for yourself, along with other people. They're there too. You want what's best for everybody around you and everything else, but you also want what's best for you. And that's why you gotta always know that there's always gonna be somebody who got your back, the outside of yourself, but mainly the person that you need to make sure that you always know is care about and show love and appreciate it to is yourself. Self appreciation is everything in this world. It goes hand in hand with faith. And my last thing I'm gonna talk about is faith is everything, especially within religion, but don't be a sheep. Like I said, take everything with a pinch of salt. Don't be a sheep. I seen this movie and they were talking about this girl. She said she wanted to be a singer, but she was really a prostitute at the time. And she was talking to this dude about how she would never become what she actually wanted to be. And then the dude asked her why. And she was talking about how her situation, it was looking like she'd never be what she wanted to be, but. So then the dude went on to say, there's three different types of people in this world. You got the sheep, you got the wolf, and you got the dog. Or you could say the farmer if you want to. The dog slash farmer, they herd the sheep, they lead the sheep, they guide the sheep into the cages or whatever. Those are our leaders, our alphas, or some people say our alpha males or whatever. You got the leaders. Then you got the wolves, who look at themselves as leaders in reality. They're hurt souls who are just searching for or looking for the next prey to help build themselves back up. Because the wolf only prey on the innocent. The wolf won't touch the dog or the farmer. They won't go after the sheep because that's the most easiest prey to feast on. So the wolf in today's society would be more like the people who pick on other people. I would say bully, but that's not as common in today's era. But physically and mentally hurt other people. Those are the wolf. Because within themselves, they're not what they want to be or who they should have been or what they could have been. They decide to tear others down along with them and bring them down in a destructive path. Then you have the sheep. And I feel like this is the worst person to be in this situation. While the wolf is damaged mentally and emotionally and takes its pain on others, the wolf is still dominant in some different form. The sheep, they're lost. They don't have no direction. Their whole basis is based upon the alpha and or the dog or the farmer, leading them to where they think safety is. And when going into a different or new religion, you should never just blindly walk into something. Be curious. Ask why. Ask questions about the faith, religion, or who, or the people that you're putting your trust into. It's very interesting to see how the sheep, because sheep are just so blind. It's a bunch of them in today's society. And it's crazy too, because a lot of those people who are woke or think they're woke are sheep. They're following what a group or society or one person is telling them is woke or what reality is or what it should be. My question to those people is why. Like the Jonestown murders. All those people who drank that little stuff and that little juice or whatever that he was giving out that day were sheep. They were lost souls who happened to get found out, who happened to find the wolf. Because all those people blindly walked into that area, drank that juice. And it's crazy too, because they put their faith and their trust into that person. they put their faith into the leader. They put their faith in all that stuff, and then it backfired on them. They bombed you off into something that that led to their death. Jim Jones is he's up there with the Ted Bundy's, the serial killers. Like, he's up there. Cause no, he was a wolf, but he didn't have to. See, that's the other thing about wolves. It's scary to see a wolf because they can also hide as sheep. They pretend to be sheep. Just, it's very important that you don't get the wolf and the sheep confused, because they like to blend in. They definitely like to blend in. Jim Jones came to these people as a nice offering, helping him. And really, it was a cult. That's exactly what this was. And it was a cult. And these people blindly walked into this death trap that was Jonestown. It's sad to see, but all those people were sheep. Misguided, misunderstood, lost people who were founded upon by the wrong person, which was Jim Jones. And that's why, let's not get faith in stupidity confused. Or open your eyes, be out, like, ask questions. Don't just blindly walk into something and think everything's okay and PG and square because somebody says it is. Be able to not follow everybody else and just go the opposite way just to see what's on the other side. Because you never know. You'll never know. It may just be a thing that separates and saves you from life or death. Just by making that one decision. So basically what I want you to take away from this VRMT is just use your faith. Put your faith in things that you are for sure. That you could put your faith into. Like, ask the questions, why? Who does this way? Why does he do it this way? What leads to him doing it this way? Or she doing it this way? Or it doing it this way? Or why did it do this and that? Ask the questions that help build your faith and strengthen your confidence within your faith and on that certain subject or topic. Also, when it comes to religion, don't blindly just walk into something or not know about it. Get the facts. As the little fox said, get the car facts. Like, simple. Know everything about whatever you're finna invest in and put your faith into. And last, just don't become a sheep. Don't just blindly walk into something because the society thinks, the majority thinks it's the right thing to do. Or because the majority or people, everybody around you is doing it. Just like vaping. Like, I never understood why people did it. Just because it's the cool thing to do or whatever, I don't know. But that's what I want you to take away. Just don't do anything because everybody else is doing it, right? Because it's the thing. Like, Christianity is also one of the most popular religions. So I have to make sure I establish why I'm not just doing it because everybody else is doing it. No. I sat back, read the Bible, and now gave my analysis on it, talked to some people about it, different perspectives. And experienced it, and read it, learned about it. Yeah. Just make sure when you're putting faith is like, what can I say? Faith is pure. It's like, it's not meant to be given to just anybody. It's almost like virginity. You shouldn't just give it up to anybody, you know? You should save your faith for those special people in your lives, and definitely should save it for those special people in your lives, not just hand it out to anybody randomly and just keep countlessly giving it up and up and up and up. It's not how it should go. Gotta hold on to your faith, distribute it wisely into those who actually deserve it and need it. This is VRMT with Antoine, and I'm out. crazy people.